Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Viditva Tava Chaityam Me Puraiva Samayojitat Yadartam Atma Niyamais Tvayaiva Ham Samarchitaha Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. The Supreme Lord said, Viditva, understanding, Tava, your, Chaityam, mental condition, Me, by me, Pura, previously, Eva, certainly, Samayoji, was arranged, Tat, that, Yadartam, for the sake of which, Atma, of the mind and senses, Niyamai, by discipline, Tvaya, by you, Eva, only, Aham, I, Samarchitaha, have been worshipped. The Supreme Lord said, having come to know what was in your mind, I have already arranged for which you have worshipped me well through your mental and sensory discipline. Purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his Paramatma feature, is situated in everyone's heart. He knows, therefore, the past, present, and future of every individual person, as well as his desires, activities, and everything about him. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita that he is seated in the heart as a witness. The Personality of Godhead knew the heart's desire of Kardam Muni, and he had already arranged for the fulfillment of his desires. The Lord never disappoints a sincere devotee, regardless of what he wants, but he never allows anything which will be detrimental to the individual's devotional service. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurin Militam Jina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Bandehang Sri Guru Sri Jatapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Prishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vansha Kalpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Viditva tava chaityam me puraiva samayoji tat yadartam atma niyamai tvayavaham samarchita. The Lord already knew everything. Vedaham samititani vartamanani charjana bhavishyani chabhutani. He knows everything, past, present, and future. And he's sitting within the heart of every living being, upadrashtanu mantacha. So he knows everything. In his paramatma feature, he's situated everywhere. And tavachaityam, he tells Kardam Muni, I know what was in your chitta, your mind, your heart. Puraiva, previously, I've already arranged it. Samayoji. Yadartam. For some particular purpose, you've worshipped me, and I already know about that, and I've already arranged for the result. Atmaniyamai tvayavaham samarchita. You've perfectly worshipped me, samarchita, so I've perfectly arranged the fulfillment of your desires. Yadartam atmaniyama. You underwent serious discipline. It's not that the Lord just tosses out benedictions. He's a devotee. Give him whatever he wants. Yeyatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. Because Kardam Muni was very serious, because he was a very sincere devotee, because he underwent discipline of the mind and senses, strictly dedicating himself to the service of the Lord, the Lord says, I've already reciprocated. Not an offhanded desire while one is busy pursuing whatever gratification of the senses comes to mind and coating it with a little bit of devotional service. That's for Krishna. Serious vows, serious austerities to satisfy the Lord. So the Lord, for the sincere devotee, has already arranged everything. In Bhagavad Gita also, he told Arjuna, I've already killed everyone. What is that in 11th chapter? I've already done it. You only have to fight. Dronam cha bhijmam cha jayadratam cha karnam tatanyana piyodhaviran. Mayahatams tvam jahimavyatishta. Don't worry. They've already been killed by me. Mayahatams. Yudyashva jetasi rane sapatnam. All you have to do is fight and win the war. But the work, I've already done the work. You just go out there and do your duty. And the result is already foretold, foreordained. It's already settled. You just have to fight and win. And I've done the work. So the Lord said that I've already arranged. You wanted a wife. I've already arranged for that. In fact, he's arranged for more. You just wanted a wife. I've arranged for a wife and a son who will be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Exceeding the desire of the devotee. For Dhruva Maharaj also. Dhruva Maharaj worshipped the Lord. He didn't even say why. When he finally met the Lord, he just offered prayers. You're so great. You're so exalted. But Krishna knew that you wanted something. Take it. I've already arranged for the fulfillment of your desire. That's Krishna's kindness. He fulfills the beneficial desire of the devotee. For the person he favors, he doesn't fulfill desires that will be an impediment on the path of devotional service. That's his kindness. Lord Shiva, Ashutosh, he's very easily satisfied, and whatever you want, he gives. But Lord Vishnu is more considerate. He considers what will be beneficial for the devotee. And if the benediction is beneficial, the Lord grants it. Otherwise not. Or otherwise he takes the initiative. You wanted something. Yes, I'll take everything away from you. You wanted to increase your holdings, your material assets, your material attachments. I'll cut them to pieces for you. And that's the Lord's kindness. Yasyaham anugranami harishe tadtanam shanai. You want to accumulate some money for a comfortable life of devotional service? I'll take all your money. Thank you very much. And you can build it all up again, and I'll take it away again. Till you're thoroughly smashed, and you surrender to me, and then your life becomes successful. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Lord, is paraphrased. This fool is worshipping me for some material thing, but I'm not a fool. Why should I give him something that's just going to have him keep coming back to me again and again? Well, you gave me this, could you give me that? Instead, I'll take everything away from him and I'll give him the nectar of my lotus feet. That's the real kindness of the Lord. From another point of view, the Lord has already arranged for the needs of every living entity. Eko bahunam yo vidatati kaman. He's already arranged what everybody needs. Sukam indriya kam. Indriya kam daitya. Prahlad Maharaj told his friends, my dear friends, why should you endeavor so hard for sense gratification, which is already settled? Because you have this body, there's a certain amount of sense gratification already fixed up. A certain amount is already has your name on it. In India, it's said that for every grain of rice, somebody's name is written. So our sense gratification is already there. Prabhupada said the elephant gets for the elephant, the ant gets for the ant. It's already arranged by nature, by Krishna's arrangement. So Prahlad said to his friend, why should you work so hard to get something that's already in the cards, already settled? Oh, no, you have to work very hard, or you scheme, you may not get it. It all depends on your... No. How can you say no? Huh? Are you standing in line for misery? Are you working overtime for misery? No. Are you getting misery? Yes. So if misery is coming automatically, why not happiness? Some quota of misery is there. Everyone gets their quota. Someone gets more, someone gets less. But everyone gets. According to previous activities, according to the body. If you take your birth in such and such place, depending on what the time and circumstances are, you'll be blessed with a lot of sense gratification or damned with misery. Right now, if you take your birth in, what would you like? Iraq. That's a good place to take birth right now. Get bombed and shot at and all of that. Why are people taking birth there? And according to their destiny. Previously it was Vietnam, next it'll be someplace else. But everyone who's taken birth in Martyrloka in the material world, or especially here on earth. A certain amount of sense gratification, a certain amount of suffering, already fixed. So from that point of view, why bother approaching the Lord? Give me sense gratification. Prahlad Maharaj also said, not Prahlad, Dhruva Maharaj, said to the Lord that anyone who's worshipping you for material things is a fool. Because these material things are so small and paltry, and you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can give everything. You can give liberation. You can give devotional service. So anyone who's approaching you for a kingdom, a wife, some money, he's a fool. It's like approaching a rich man. Suppose you got in good and you got an interview with Mr. Birla or somebody big, and it was already settled that anything you asked for you could have. And you go to him, yes, what would you like? Could I have a handful of rice, please? Huh? It means you probably need to have your head examined. You're going to such a big man and you're asking for a handful of rice, the man will scratch his head and ask his secretary, is this the what? What's going on here? So someone's approaching Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and asking for some material thing, which number one is small, and number two is already arranged. Why do it? So that was Dhruva Maharaj's lamentation, that because I was a neophyte devotee, I was approaching you for some material thing, which would come anyway by nature's arrangement. So it's my misfortune when I should have prayed for devotional service. I was praying for a kingdom. So these are different ways of consideration. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nadanam Najanam Nasundarim Kavitam Va Jagadisha Kame. People generally pray to God for money. I have a financial problem. Could you please help me? Or my wife wants this, or my family needs that, or I have a kid to send to college. Oh God, could you help me? Dhanam, janam, or people want followers. Or Sundarim Kavita, a beautiful wife, the kind that are described in the poems. Or they want liberation. I'm sick of all this. It's useless. I want to get out of here. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I don't even pray for that. Mama janmani janmani shre bhavatad bhaktir hoituki toy. I just want to be engaged in unmixed, unmotivated devotional service. That's my aspiration. All right, are there some questions? Yes, Sureshwar Prabhu. How can we change our karma if our happiness and distress are already fixed up minimally? Prabhupada says tiny free will. It's not 100% fixed, there's freedom. But the freedom is very small. Especially when you're acting within the material field, your wiggle room is actually very limited. What is that? Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha. Nature is already doing everything. Even the body, even the mind that we have belongs to the machinery of material nature. We say my mind, but it's on lease, it's on loan. It's entirely constituted of material energy. It's not me. It's only something that I have temporary use of, And it's how it works is already determined by material nature. How my body works is against how Nilambar's body works is different. He's got one of those big solid things, and I've got one of those skinny little things. So it's according to the machinery, you know, like you rent a car. According to the car that you've rented, that's what you get. It can fit 4 people, it can fit 8 people, it can fit 10 people. It can go this fast or that fast, handle this way or handle that way, according to what you spent and what you got. Now the body and the mind are made of material nature, and they're working according to the rules of material nature, according to the arrangements of material nature. Ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate, and the bewildered living entity thinks, I'm on top of it. It's all up to me. Think and grow rich. It all depends on my endeavor. He's a fool. Adishtanam tata karta karanam cha pratag vidha vividas cha pratag cheshta daivam jaivatra panchama. There are 5 things that determine whether something gets done or not. The place, or the body, the doer, you, the senses that you've received, the different kinds of endeavor, and finally, Daiva, the arrangement of the demigods who are ultimately the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when you look at it that way, how much freedom we have to act is really very limited. It's really limited. Really, it consists of whether I'm going to follow Krishna's directions or not. The more that I follow Krishna's directions, the more I'm elevated, either gradually up through the modes of nature to the higher status, or by the transcendental process directly to the spiritual platform. That also, even then, if your misfortune can be turned to good fortune. Someone is unfortunate. I'll give my own example. I have several unfortunate things in my astrological chart. I'll never be blessed to live at home. I'll have no family happiness. Interrupted education. All those things are there in my chart. So those are all misfortunes. Someone's education is interrupted. If he can't live at home, he has to live in a foreign country or someplace like that. If he doesn't get any happiness from family life, poor guy. But if you take to Krishna consciousness, then all of those things become benedictions from the Lord. So that's our real choice, whether to serve Krishna or serve Maya. If we serve Krishna, then we're fortunate. And if we serve Maya, then we're unfortunate. Yes? Okay. No, it's not recorded that Karta Muni ever regretted approaching the Lord for really a material benediction to get a wife. There's no instance of that. Although later, of course, he got the wife and then he got involved in a rather elaborate and opulent program for sense gratification. That he regretted. But no, it's not recorded that way, that he regretted. Especially since he got Krishna as his son, so it's not regrettable. I wasn't calling Karta Muni a fool. It's a consideration that a person who prays for material benedictions is foolish. So one might say, therefore, that Karta Muni, and it's mentioned here, that he was in the category of a neophyte devotee. Because Artha, he was praying for some material need. So Prabhupada discusses that in the purports, the Artartartijigyasu. But from another angle of vision, these are all Krishna's arrangements. These are all Krishna's arrangements, that he, under his dictation, some devotee is praying, could I have you as my son, or could I have a son like you, or could I have this, or could I have that, just to facilitate the pastimes of the Lord. So we won't get down on Kardama Muni, because he's praying under also under Krishna's inspiration. That I want you to get married, pray for a wife. When someone is allotted some happiness and then he takes up vairagya, and what happens to his allotment, it increments. He doubles his money. His like that. Brahma sokyam twanantam. He was allotted some limited quota of happiness, but because he took to devotional service, he got unlimited spiritual happiness. So his small allotment turns into a huge profit. Yes. Desires come and go. We get bombarded with material desires. When a desire goes, how do we know that it's permanently gone and that it won't come back? We may not know. We may not know. After all, we're not omniscient. So a desire may go and then it may come again. Anyway, if it comes again, it'll go again. Yes. Yes, if a devotee wants to get married for devotional service because that's more suitable for his devotional service, is that all right, essentially? Yes. Yes. Someone wants, that's the main thing, that his focus is devotional service. And we see that there are those who, they get married and that's their focus. They were brahmachari and they were focused on devotional service. They get married and they're focused on devotional service. So if we keep devotional service in the forefront, that's good. And then after getting married, then later pack it in, as Kardama Muni will later do. He's married, he has a son, some daughters, and then he leaves. Not that it's a permanent setup. It may become confusing. A devotee thinks that some material circumstance will be favorable for devotional service. Therefore, finally, Krishna decides what's favorable or unfavorable. And the devotee tries to be malleable to the will of Krishna. That if you desire, then you might do this or that, not that the devotee demands. If it's favorable. Just like these sages sometimes say, please tell us about such and such topic if it's related to the pastimes of Krishna. They leave it up to the option of the speaker. If you think it will be beneficial for us, if it's connected with Krishna, please tell us. Otherwise, don't. So, the devotee, if you think it will be helpful for me, then you can give me. Otherwise, don't. Sometimes even the devotee thinks it will be helpful. Prabhupada said that he had the ambition that he would get a lot of money and use it for devotional service. Krishna had a different plan. We stop now, right? That's what happens. 8:30, we stop. How should we see a pure devotee's suffering? From one angle of vision, Prabhupada said a pure devotee never suffers. That's external. When I think that I'm this body, then if I have bad health, I'm suffering. If I know that I'm not this body, then where's the question of suffering? It's not theoretical, it's a question of realization. For the person who's absorbed in devotional service, his life is not the life of the body. It's not the life of bodily happiness or bodily distress. His life takes place on the spiritual platform in relationship with Krishna. All right. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.